Good morning. What a great joy to see your smiling faces today as we come together to celebrate gifts and blessings from Almighty God. Today we celebrate the music in our church and those who bring that to us and offer it to us through their gifts and their service. May the presence of Christ continually rest upon us, strengthening us as we seek to be faithful servants in the world. May the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbor.
Well, and there is some more camping news, some events that are taking place, camping events around. You can read about those. And also this Thursday, October 16th, hosted by the Murraysville United Methodist Men, their ministry featured speakers John Kolb, former Pittsburgh Steeler. He will be there speaking. You can find information about that. And you see that the Women's Bazaar is coming up. That's fast approaching. Shoes, you can donate those. Souls for Souls is back. The Rada Cutlery from the Finance Committee. The care packages and that fellowship night that is coming around. So make sure you read those and make note on your calendars of those events that you want to be a part of. Are there any other announcements? Then let us continue to worship together.
Together in our call to worship. Come, dance, sing, celebrate the goodness of the Lord.
God continues to give us such great gifts of love.
We are made strong in the Lord.
We are made rich in the Lord.
God's blessings are lavished on us every minute of every day.
Come.
Let us share together in our opening prayer that is found in our worship hymnals on page 69. Let us share in this prayer entitled, For True Singing. Let us pray.
Glorious God, source of joy and righteousness, enable us as redeemed and forgiven children evermore to rejoice in singing your praises. Grant sing with our lips, we may believe in our hearts, and what we believe in our hearts, we may practice in our lives, so that being doers of the word, and not hearers only, we may receive everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our opening hymn right across the page, number 68, when in our music God is glorified.
So how is everyone today?
Tired.
It's not even noon yet. Then your assignment tonight is to be in bed at 8 o'clock.
All right.
Does that sound good? 8 o'clock a good bedtime, or is that kind of normal?
9:30.
Oh. I think mine last night was 12:30.
Yours is 9 o'clock.
9.
All right.
Come on. So, do you like to sing?
Do you have a favorite song?
What's your favorite song?
Campfire songs. Okay.
Any other? Do you have any silly songs that you like to sing?
Campfire songs can be silly songs.
We used to have a whole tape CD of silly songs when Andrew and Abigail were younger and we'd listen to them in the car.
Yes.
The donut song? Campfire song? I know a banana song. I like bananas because they have no bones.
I like bananas because they have no bones.
That's kind of hard sometimes when you don't practice those low notes. But you know, we are to make joyful noises and to have fun when we sing our song. To have smiles when we sing and to sing the best that we can to give glory to
God, who are doing well.
And Jesus. And you know, it says to make a joyful noise. When I was growing up and you stood next to my mom and dad when we were singing hymns, my dad hummed.
He can't sing.
My mother should hum.
All right.
I don't know how the four of us, my brothers and sister and I, we can kind of sing sometimes, but not my mom and dad.
No, they just don't have it.
But so my dad hums, or he points to the words so my mother can follow along.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets a little,
that's when they start giggling, even in their 70s. They giggle during church sometimes. But they have fun because they know to make a joyful noise and to celebrate through song everything that God has given us. So when you are singing songs, do it with a smile on your heart and celebrate and have fun doing it. Can you do that? Because I know three of you are going to be singing later on at least, and we'll sing some song well. Let's pray. Lord God, for these children, we are grateful. We pray always for a song in there. their heart. We pray always that they might experience your joy. Continue, O God, to bless them as well as those who care for them, their moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, neighbors, teachers. We pray for them all, that they might live and grow in you. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our first reading of Scripture this morning comes from the wonderful book of Psalms. It's a responsive reading that we find in the back of our hymnals, page numbered 821. We will be reading this morning Psalm 100 responsively. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Know that the Lord who made us is God.
We are the Lord. We are the people of God, the sheep of God's pasture.
Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise.
Give thanks to God's name.
For the Lord is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever. God's faithfulness to all generations.
Indeed, may God's blessing rest upon the reading and hearing of these words for us today.
God has blessed each and every one of us
with a multitude of gifts and blessings. And so with a sense of joy and celebration in our hearts, let us come and return thanks in the giving of God's tithes, our gifts, and our offerings.
Our gracious and loving God, we come this morning striving to keep our minds and hearts focused upon the things that matter, the things that are honorable and pure and worthy of our relationship with you. Yet the world calls us away, breaks our focus, and points us toward war and conflicts, financial uncertainty, and hurtful deeds by some that seem to be rewarded, not punished. As we present these, your tithes and our offerings to you this day, remind us that keeping our minds focused on you will lead to ways of living that bring you praise. Remind us also that getting our actions in harmony with your compassion can lead our minds and hearts to a place that brings you joy. For we ask and pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Please be seated. We come now to the time in our service to lift up joys and concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. You turn on the back of our worship folder, you'll see our prayer list for the week. In the hospital, we've got Caleb. He's going to be in there at least another couple days, his dad said this morning, so we'll want to continue to pray for his continued healing and wholeness as he gets his things back on track again. He had appendix issues that have been putting him under the weather a little bit. There are others there listed, those in personal care homes, those in continuous prayer, and those who are on this month's list as well as there on the bottom, our service personnel, and I'm sure that all would continue to covet your prayers for their strength, their courage, their safety, and the healing presence of Almighty God. Let us continue by uniting our hearts and our spirits as we sing our prayer hymn this morning, number 494, Kumbaya.
Oh,
Our gracious and loving God, in those moments and times of life, when life comes at us hard, God, we pray that you will come by here. We pray, O God, that we would experience your presence. We know, O God, now, in this moment, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you are here because we are in your home. You've greeted us, you've welcomed us. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we would ask and pray that you would hear the prayers of your people, prayers of those for those who are sick, who need your healing power and presence, who need to be sustained with strength and courage, for those, O God, who are trapped in situations of abuse and not being treated accordingly, for those who are hungry physically and spiritually, for those, O God, who are lost and searching, for those who are in harm's way, for those that we as society push away as the least, the lost, the lonely, the outcast, for those, O God, who are hated, for those who are doing the hating, for those that find themselves trapped in war and turmoil, for those who are facing the ravaging effects of rain and wind and storm, for those, O God, who are hurt and have needs, for those, O God, who are unsure how to live their lives and who seek to yield to your presence but are fearful. We pray for those who have spiritual gifts and use them. We pray for those who have spiritual gifts and are fearful. Oh God, we pray for the mission and ministry of your children, of your servants. We pray for the mission and ministry of all of us represented here this day. Oh God, we pray for our mission and ministry as we go out into the community, to our neighborhoods, and to the world. Oh God, we ask and pray in the name of Christ our Lord, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I would invite you now to hear these words of Scripture for us today. They come to us from the New Testament book that is written to the Colossians, from the 3rd chapter, verses 12 to 17. Put on, then, as Christ's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all, those who put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and sing songs and psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God the Father through him. And God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Today is Music Sunday, a day which we've set aside to thank those who serve in all of our musical groups, and a day for them to dedicate themselves to another year of service to our Lord and to you. However, I maintain that all of us here are called to music ministry, to sing the song and to live the life. So today I ask, what is your song? How do you sing? Are you a soprano, an alto, a tenor, or bass? It really doesn't matter. Today I'm somewhat out of my comfort zone. For one thing, I'm actually looking at you, which I never get to see you. I have this little mirror up there. But I'm in a role that I'm not accustomed to doing. I'm going to ask you this morning for some of you to step out of your comfort zone and actually sing praise to the Lord today, because we all have a song to sing, no matter how we sing it, and we are all called. It's not just the clergy who are called to live for Jesus and to represent him to a hurting world. We all belong to a royal priesthood of believers. Now, there's an old saying that I have on a poster down in the choir room that's attributed to St. Augustine that says, "He who sings prays twice." I'm not going to attempt the Latin. It's been too many years since my high school Latin class. But if it's translated, it actually means he who sings well prays twice. Well, I don't know. They can't really find an exact writing of that in St. Augustine. The closest thing they came was one something that they know he did write, and it says, "Singing belongs to one who loves." Either way, singing is the method of worship appointed by God. From creation, our capacity to sing was impressed within us by our Creator so that we might use it for his praise. Though sin confounded our hearts to the purpose of this music, God intervened to call us to song that worships him and makes his praise sound forth. It reached its high point in the Psalms, which was the songbook of the New Testament, of the Old Testament. These songs, both personal and corporate, give voice to our faith and make it possible for many lips to speak together with one praise through melody, rhythm, and rhyme. Jesus is called the Word made flesh in John's Gospel. We might extend that just a little bit to say that Jesus is the ultimate song of God, the ultimate love song for us. He has sung to us, and it is in Jesus that the voice of praise is restored to us, our purpose in creation, and the fruit of our redemption. He who is God's song of love to us has taught us to sing, to marshal our voices, to match them to melody, time them to meter, and break forth into glorious praise. If you ask people what they believe in, they'll tell you most clearly by telling you what their favorite hymns are. Singing is praise to God, a catechism to instruct us, a vehicle for uniting all voices into just one, and a reflection of what we think and what we like, all rolled into one. We use song to tell the story, and now the choir is going to sing that.
It satisfies my longings.
the song you sing affect your life? Do you whistle or hum when you work? What do you whistle and hum? Our lives should reflect Christ at all times. No matter where we are or what we do, we must mirror our faith. Jesus tells us that we are the light of the world, that a city set on a hill cannot be hidden, and that we should let our light shine for all to see and not hide it under a bushel. To reflect the light of Christ, we need to spend time with him. Prayer, searching the scriptures, Christian conferencing, worship, fasting, and communion are ways to develop a closer relationship with Jesus. John Wesley called these practices the means of grace. They are ways in which we can partake of and experience more fully the grace of our Lord and Savior. So before we sing, with the pastor's help, let us see what John Wesley wrote about singing in church. If you want to follow along, it's on page Roman numeral 7 of our hymnal, the instructions for singing. Number 1, learn these tunes before you learn any others. Afterwards, learn as many as you please.
And number 2, sing them exactly as they are printed here, without altering or mending them at all. And if you have learned to sing them otherwise, unlearn it as soon as you can.
3, sing all. See that you join with the congregation as frequently as you can. Let not a single degree of weakness or weariness hinder you. If it is a cross to you, take it up, and you will find it a blessing.
Number 4, sing lustily and with a good courage. Beware of singing as if you were half dead or half asleep, but lift your voice with strength. Be no more afraid of your voice now, nor more ashamed of its being heard than when you sung the songs of Satan.
Number 5, sing modestly. Do not bawl so as to be heard above or distinct from the rest of the congregation, that you may not destroy the harmony, but strive to unite your voices together so as to make one clear, melodious sound.
Number 6, sing in time. Whatever time is sung, be sure to keep with it. Do not run before nor stay behind it, but attend close to the leading voices and move wherewith as exactly as you can, and take care not to sing too slow. This drawling way naturally steals on all who are lazy, and it is high time to drive it out from us and sing all our tunes just as quickly as we did at first.
And number 7, above all, sing spiritually. Have an eye to God in every word you sing. Aim at pleasing him more than yourself or any creature. In order to do this, attend strictly to the sense of what you sing, and see that your heart is not carried away with the sound, but offered to God continually. So shall your singing be such as the Lord will approve here and reward you when he cometh in the clouds of heaven. So remembering these instructions, we're going to sing a few hymns together, and I challenge you to see how many of these you can sing without looking them up, because we're going to just zip right through them. We're going to start with, I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing.
Thank you. private and corporate is essential to a close relationship with God. Searching the scriptures, Bible reading, and Bible study is crucial to our development as disciples. Worship, Holy Communion, and fasting can draw us closer to God and help renew our relationship with God. Small groups or covenant discipleship groups help us to grow and persevere in our daily walk. And acts of compassion and justice reveal our faith to others. So now let us sing of our faith.
You sing. We must seriously consider practicing the spiritual disciplines, the means of grace, so that we can more perfectly reflect the light of Christ and live as his disciples. Sing with a joyful heart and speak with a smile. Live a joyful life, regardless of what else is going on in your life, remembering what it means to live the life, feeding the poor, visiting the sick and those in prison, loving mercy and doing justice, and walking humbly with our God. Remember, it is God who empowers us to sing and live the life for which we are called, because he lives.
Special music entitled The Highest Place. Please.
In the heart of have every believer. There's a song that will never leave you. It's a song of love that brings new life. By heart worship true and lowly, we draw near to one so holy that his presence calls us to the highest place, the highest place is found through Jesus. No other name can lift us to God's presence. You can hear as the Spirit's calling unto us to give away our life to the grace which he has called us on the road that he has shown us, that is leading unto the highest place. The highest place is found through Jesus. No other name God's throne, and on that day when we stand before the great I Am, we shall be like him, for we've come to the highest.
Invite you now to follow along in our worship folder for the dedication of our musicians. Dear friends, all of you here are involved in the ministry of music. We are directed numerous times in the Bible to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Some of us just need more encouragement than others. That is why we are grateful to those who have responded to the call of God to lead the ministry of music here in our church. To direct, to sing, to play instruments, and to dance are ministries of Christ among us. Those called to these ministries need our loyal support and our prayers. And so today we recognize our Minister of Music, Diane Runser, the members of the Chancel Choir, the Sunshiners, the Cathedral Bells, the Temple Bells, making music to the praise of God in the congregation is a ministry that requires devotion and discipline. Do you accept your responsibility to this ministry? Will you be faithful to the disciplines of music? And to you as members of the congregation, do you promise to keep in mind John Wesley's directions for singing? And to remember that making a joyful noise to the Lord is an act of devotion in which we all can share. Let us all pray together. We gather today, Lord, to begin another year of serving you. We come with varying gifts, believing that you have created us and called us to the same ministry as David and the Levites, using the gifts of which your servant Paul writes to lead your people in praise and to build up one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We lay our gifts at your feet and pray that you will use them. As we sing, remind us of your love for all your children. Remind us that you have called us to this ministry when we face difficult times, times of fatigue and times of disappointment, times of grief and times of frustration, times of confusion and times of hard work, times when things go badly and especially when things go well. Help us to see ourselves as part of your kingdom and to know that you love us solely because you created us. Help us to love you solely because you are our eternal King. These things we pray in the name of him who loved you and who loved us and who gave himself for us, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the faith expressed by your music live in our heart, and what you believe in your heart and practice in your life. May God give you grace to offer your music and your life in faithfulness and consecration now and in the world to come. Dear friends, I commend to you these persons. To them has been given the gift to lead in the ministry of music in our church. Will you sustain them with your encouragement and your prayers as together we seek to offer praise to Almighty God? O God, Lord our God, bless these ministries of music and those who offer them in your service. Give to these persons love for you and your people, fullness of heart as they praise you, and diligence that their music may be a worthy offering to your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I trust you.
Our final hymn this morning is found in the black hymnal. It's number 2153. I'm going to live so God can use me.
Benediction is found in our worship folders. I would invite you to share with us together. To all upon my way, day after day, let me be joy, be hope, let my life sing. Go and sing that others might experience God's presence. And go in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.